Fridays are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you. I love you. I love you.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. A tip has led to the arrest of a person of interest and more 5 days after the ambush murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Officers recovered a firearm on his person as well as a suppressor, both consistent with the weapon used in the murder.
The arrest came nearly 300 miles from New York City in Altoona, Pennsylvania. CBS News Crime and Safety Unit lead reporter Anna Schechter.
Altoona police got a call from a local McDonald's that somebody that matched the description that they had seen on the news was actually there eating inside the McDonald's. The local police came quickly, apprehended him, brought him in for questioning.
He's now in custody on gun charges. Daniel Penny has been found not guilty of criminally negligent homicide and the choking death of Jordan Neely, a New York subway rider. Neely's father, Andre Zachary.
My son didn't have to go through this. I didn't have to go through this either.
CBS News legal analyst Lori Levinson says the jury believed Penny's story.
Even though that was caught on videotape, the jurors did side with the defense, who argued that all Penny did was come to the aid of other riders who were on the subway and were quite scared by the victim's conduct.
It's a new day in Syria after a 14-year civil war and the weekend toppling of the Assad regime. Like many, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is hopeful but cautious.
This moment presents a historic opportunity, but it also carries considerable risks. History shows how quickly moments of promise can descend into conflict and violence.
And one U.S. concern, keeping Assad's chemical weapons out of the wrong hands. Israeli officials say they don't want the Syrian rebels to have planes and weapons systems. CBS's Linda Gradstein on what they've done about it.
Israeli fighter jets targeted military bases, air defense stations, and Syrian intelligence headquarters, as well as long and short-range missile depots and stockpiles of unconventional weapons. Israeli troops moved into a demilitarized border area between Israel and Syria.
And with all the changes in Syria comes new hope that missing American journalist Austin Tice will be found after 12 years in captivity there. The State Department's Matthew Miller.
We encourage anyone who has information about Austin's whereabouts to contact the FBI immediately. They have made clear that they will provide a reward to information that leads to being able to return him home.
An American hostage affairs envoy is in the region to try to help find him. Wall Street, the Dow lost 241 points. The NASDAQ was down 123. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two men died in unrelated incidents in Racine over the weekend. On Saturday, police say 41-year-old Jeffrey Garrett died from a gunshot wound with no suspects identified. In a separate incident Friday, 44-year-old Dwayne Carr was fatally struck by a vehicle. In that case, a 19-year-old woman is cooperating in an ongoing investigation. In-person absentee voting starts today for the December 19th Racine County executive election. Voters should check their polling locations, which may have changed temporarily. There's more at myvote.wi.gov. The area will soon be more winter-like. Forecasters are predicting a change from near 50-degree temps to single-digit temperatures and potential snowfall. The National Weather Service says an Arctic front will move through the area tomorrow and Wednesday, bringing wind chills well below zero. And Kenosha County is hosting a community listening session about their opioid settlement funds tonight. The session will offer Narcan training, and there's more about that 6:30 meeting on the county's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack gets ready for Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's back to work for the Packers, who play the Seahawks in Seattle. Next on Sunday Night Football, the Seahawks beat the Cardinals in Arizona yesterday 30-18. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray throwing two interceptions in the first half that the Seahawks converted into a pair of touchdowns. Women's college volleyball, Wisconsin and Marquette headed to the Sweet 16. The Badgers will face Texas A&M. The Golden Eagles against Utah. Both matches set for Friday. NBA, the Bucks at home tomorrow night for an NBA Cup quarterfinal against the Orlando Magic. The Bucks beat the Nets 118-113. Doc Rivers on what made the difference in Brooklyn versus losing in Boston on Friday.
The difference tonight than in the Boston game. Tonight, we trusted everything. Giannis made a great pass to Bobby for a three. Dame had the three, but they were closing out and he swung it to Chris. That's called trust. That's how you win games. When you start doing that, your team becomes unguardable.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds stick around tonight, a little breezy, lows in the upper 20s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high into the low 30s. Some snow showers late tomorrow night into Wednesday, falling temps through the 20s and becoming breezy. Right now it's 48.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Thank you to everybody who texted in last hour in our Civic Media grown-up gift list text to win statewide contest. Your next chance to win is coming up tomorrow morning in the 7 a.m. hour with Don Rosen. He'll give you a keyword and it'll be your chance to win either $100 cash or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. So good luck to you tomorrow morning with Don Rosen and WRJN.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. And the world
take a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Georgia Hall.
Hello.
Georgia is a member of First Presbyterian Church, and she's also the organizer of the Music and More concert series. Now, Georgia, I have no idea why I'm talking to you in December, because Music and More is usually in the summer, isn't it?
I know, but this is going to be our second annual Music and More Candlelight Christmas concert coming up this Saturday at 7 p.m.
Saturday, 7 p.m., First Presbyterian Church, downtown Racine. That's at the corner of, 7th and College Avenue, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the concert. What are we going to expect?
Well, last year we had our first candlelight concert, and we received so many compliments and good feedback that we decided we'd plan another great event for this year. So Saturday night, December 14th, the concert will have the same mood as last year. It's a peaceful, reflective type of concert in the darkened sanctuary, but we'll have some different musicians and different musical selections.
So Saturday night, 7 o'clock, as you mentioned, is it, I assume it's holiday themed or at least winter themed or?
Right. The performers are going to include Randy and Beth Bush. We've got 40 members of the Choral Arts Society. We've got Mark Paffraff, Linda Schlitz Ensemble. This time she's bringing Brian Dale, Dwayne Williams, and a Russian pianist named Kostya. I don't want to murder his last name, but she has a wonderful ensemble. Okay. There's going to be a violinist. There'll be cello. There'll be vocals from Victoria Volman and Ruby Seaton. We've got two sets of dancers coming. Four are going to be from the Racine International Folk Dancers. And then we have 11 fifth graders coming from the Prairie School. Oh. Later in the program, they'll be performing an Israeli candle dance.
Wow.
So that'll be great.
Now, do we need tickets for this?
You do. It's $15 a person. You can go to the church website at www.firstpressracine.org and buy your tickets easily online. Or you should be able to buy some at the door unless they're all sold out. We've been having a lot of tickets go out the door, so it might be best to get yours in advance.
All right. Why don't you give us that website one more time?
www.firstpressracine.org.
Now, I know you, I know that you always like to do things for a cause, and I'm guessing that that $15 is going to go to something special.
Well, the $15 actually will probably pay for all of the musicians and the concert.
Okay.
But we will have free will offering baskets out like we did last year, and we raised money for the Women's Resource Center, and we'll be doing that again this year. We'll also have audience drawing at the end of the concert. I've got some really good gift certificates to give away. There's going to be an after-concert reception in Fellowship Hall that people are invited to stay for that. So you get a lot for your $15.
All right.
Also,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
One more good thing. We have boxes and boxes of homemade Christmas cookies that we're going to be selling for $10 a box. And the money from that goes to our three youth music scholarship funds. Mm. So you can buy excellent cookies, too.
Well, and for those of us who are very busy this time of year and don't necessarily have time to get that oven turned on, that might not be a bad thing.
Well, I've had people tell me that they come to the concert just for the cookies. So I guess the music and other things are just a bonus.
Yeah, I suppose.
They stock up on, you know, 5 or 6 boxes of cookies to last them through the season.
All right. So just to wrap it up here, why don't you give us the whole who, what, when, where one more time?
Okay. It's this Saturday, December 14th. Starts at 7 p.m. The doors will open at 6:15. It's our second annual Music and More Candlelight Concert. We've got a lot of great performers. We've got dancers. We've got poetry readings. There'll be an audience candle lighting during the last closing hymn, a beautiful version of Silent Night. So there's just going to be a lot of good things happening at First Presbyterian Church, 716 College Avenue on Saturday night.
All right. Georgia, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Georgia Hall, the organizer of the Music and More concert series, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. The 6 horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Day number 5 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas, The Personal Touch by Julie. They've been Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. Let them make your holidays bloom with beauty. From elegant holiday centerpieces that dazzle your dining table to festive bouquets that fill your space with holiday cheer, their team creates designs as unique as your celebrations. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN.
WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a high of 34. We are your home for local news and timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's Nat King Cole on WRJN.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to keep kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. So I'm offering the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police are investigating a deadly shooting Saturday night near 10th and Villa. The incident, which took place at around 7, resulted in the death of 41-year-old Jason Garrett. He died due to a gunshot wound. Police are asking the public for help in finding information about that shooting. Some folks in Racine County can go vote today. Today marks the start of in-person absentee voting for the special election in Racine County. Check with your local clerk, but there's early voting options in the city of Racine and in Mount Pleasant. Next week is the Racine County executive election, featuring candidates Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. Voters are being reminded to check their polling locations, as some have been temporarily changed for this election only. You can find more about your polling place at myvote.wi.gov. A winter weather shift is coming. Temperatures are expected to fall from nearly 50 degrees to near single digits due to an incoming Arctic front. The National Weather Service says wind chills could drop below zero tomorrow night, and light snow could fall Wednesday afternoon. Warming centers are running in most communities. You can find one near you by calling 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And you'll have to wait to work on your Lutz. City of Kenosha officials say that due to the higher temperatures, the ice rink downtown is closed for the rest of the day. Conditions should improve tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds stick around tonight, a little breezy, lows in the upper 20s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high into the low 30s. Some snow showers late tomorrow night into Wednesday, falling temps through the 20s and becoming breezy. Right now it's 48.
News. Timeless hits from Three Dog Night. It's Black and White on WRJN, a song that was written by an American folk singer by the name of Earl Robinson. A number of artists recorded it through the years, but when Three Dog Night recorded it, it came at a time when civil rights was a big issue in the U.S. The message of racial equality was emphasized by their use of a children's choir in the repeated chorus during the closing moments of that song. Now it's Dusty Springfield, Wishing and Hoping on WRJN.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
We'll be right back. stop this little game that you are playing. I'm gonna tell you all the things my heart's been a-dying to be saying. Just like a ghost, you've been a-haunting my dreams, so I propose.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
Working my way. Yeah.
didn't call.
News, timeless hits from Van Morrison and Domino on WRJN. Well, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Get a little closer to the speaker, would you please? Yeah, get a because you want to hear this. I'm going to help you with your Christmas shopping right now. Here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to get on a browser and go to WRJN.com because today is day 5 in the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. We've got a deal for you each weekday. And here's today's deal. It's from The Personal Touch by Julie. Now, they've been Racine's floral artistry experts for more than 40 years. And so, I don't know, maybe you're going to a holiday party and you need to take a gift or, some sort of decoration or something, some holiday cheer, spread some holiday cheer. That's what they're all about. And here's what you do. You go to WRJN.com, you click on the Big Deals banner, and today only you can get 50% off a floral gift certificate from The Personal Touch by Julie. So a $40 floral gift certificate for just $20. That's today only because it's day 5 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay is where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love. When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be. the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Brown.